You guys have you got it rolling again with the win last week. How big was that after two in a row to go on the road and get it?
Well, it was a division game for us. We had lost two straight, so it was a game that we really felt we needed. And fortunately, we went out there and played better than we had the previous 2 weeks. And nothing we had done the previous few weeks really meant anything going into the Jet game, just like what happened in the Jet game really means nothing going into this week. So all our focus is on the Chiefs and what we need to do to counter their strength. There's a lot of them. They got a lot of good players. They're obviously very well coached. And it should be a great game. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you feel any more pressure with the defense? Obviously, part of the real reason with the defensive statistics is the fact that you guys are ahead a lot. But still, they're giving up some yards and some points. You feel any extra pressure because of that?
No, not at all. I think one of the things that we talk about all the time is just do our job. And I have a ton of confidence in our defense. They've made a lot of great plays for us all year. Like this last week, Rob Minkovic intercepted that pass and returning it for a touchdown really to ice the game for us. So they've been very opportunistic. And really, like I said, the thing that I have to do is I have to worry about doing my job as best I can. And my job is I got enough on my plate as is. So, preparing for this defense who's, very well coached. They do some very challenging things defensively, some very athletic players. Very stout against the run. They can rush the passer. And they have a good pass defense. They have guys that can intercept the ball. So it's a big challenge for our offense this week. We got to go out there and try to execute. Against a team that puts a lot of pressure on you in a lot of different ways.
Even just during your tenure in the league, it's become more and more that everything's on the quarterback. You're throwing the ball more. There's more responsibility, it seems. Is that fun for you? Do you embrace that? And how much different is it than when you entered the league?
Well, I don't know. There's always been a lot on the quarterback position, but there's a lot on every position. I don't think there's any position in the NFL where you don't have to think your way through the position. There's a lot of decisions that are made out there on the field in not a lot of time, so the guys that I play with, and I know the guys that Scott Pioli has brought in for the Chiefs, are very tough, very smart. When you play for a Romeo Crennel defense, you better be a smart, tough player. And they've got a lot of those. And obviously, Matt was one of those players. One of my favorite teammates and friends, and all around great person that I've ever had a chance to be around. So I have a lot of respect for the Chiefs and the organization and the way they go about their business and the quality of person and character that they bring in. And obviously they go out there and win in their division last year. And they're a very tough team, and they've had some big wins this year.
Tom, the way that the Chiefs and Scott Pioli have structured this team and some of the coaches they brought in, some of the things you mentioned before, doing your job specifically, what similarities do you see, even from afar, between the Patriots and what Scott has learned from there and brought here?
Well, I'm not sure the similarities. I do know that what I see on film is a bunch of guys that they don't make mental errors. They're very mentally tough. They're very resilient. They started 0-3 and then they came back and really they're very close. It's a very tight division they play in. So it's a resilient team. It seems like it's a resilient organization, and that's a credit to Scott and what he's done. And Chiefs are always going to be in it, but as long as they have the caliber of player and person, and certainly have a lot of talent, on both sides of the ball.
How well did you get to know Scott during those years, and what what about him struck you as memorable or effective or whatever?
Well, I know Scott very well. He was always involved in meetings. He was always involved, and he was always on the field. We had a lot of opportunities to speak over the years. Obviously, when you've had the success that we had together, there's a lot of really special memories that you have. So he's a great person, you know, a great friend, and you know, I've really followed, obviously, the Chiefs with Matt going there as well. You know, I follow the Chiefs every week because, you know, I'm always rooting for them when, you know, when they're on.
Have you...
Unless they're playing one of our division teams, and then I'm definitely rooting for them then.
Have you been able to talk to Matt since he was injured?
I did. Yeah, I spoke to him on a Monday briefly, just to kind of see how he was doing and wish him some words of encouragement.
How was he doing? Was he, you know, in decent spirits given the circumstances, or did you have to give him a pep talk, or how'd that go?
You know, it's just more, we're pretty good friends, so, you know, it's a little football, but, you know, I just wanted to call him to see how he was doing, so.
Tom, and the...
you know, injuries suck, but no one ever wants to go through injuries, so it's, they're part of the game, and you deal with them, and you rehab, and hopefully he's back, you know, very soon.
Tom, in the 10 years that you've been the starter there, there have been a lot of guys come in and, as backups through the years. What do you think Matt has that has made him the only guy that's gone on to his own success?
I mean, Matt's got a ton of talent. Obviously, you know, he can throw the ball as well as anybody in the NFL. He's big, he's strong, he moves very well, he's got great pocket presence. He's got, you know, made great decisions. You know, he's a great leader, incredibly, he's got a great work ethic, very mentally tough. You know, he's everything you're looking for, so. You know, it's sad to see him go, but it's also great to have him get an opportunity to lead a football team like he did when he was here. You know, when I got hurt, he stepped in and had a hell of a year, so he's really continued that. And, you know, I've been always very impressed by the way that Matt has taken advantage of his opportunity.
Tom, you and several other quarterbacks certainly are having great years. Do you think you're going to break the single-season yardage mark for passing?
I don't even know what that record is, to say the truth. So I hope we win as many games as we can down the stretch. That's, you know, my focus is on being the best quarterback that I can be and doing what I can to help our team win. So I hope that we go out there and play a great game this weekend, Monday night. You know, if I throw for 2 yards, I throw for 2 yards. If I throw for, you know, as many as I've ever grown for, none of that really matters as long as we get the win.
That said, though, it does seem like it's become a more passing-friendly league, you know, just the explosive numbers being put up. Why do you think that is? Is that just great quarterback play or rule changes?
Well, I think it's always been a passing league. I mean, once the forward pass was invented, it's been a passing league. So, Dan Marino and John Elway and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Warren Moon and Jim Kelly and all those guys that I watched growing up, they were pretty damn good passers. So it's always, to me, it's been that way for a while. And you got to be able to throw the ball in the NFL, but you know what? You got to be balanced too. You got to be able to run it. You got to play good defense. I mean, if you're good in one of those phases, that's one thing. But if you want to be a good team, you better be good in every phase. You better be able to run it. You better be able to throw it. You better be able to play defense.
For the record, you said you didn't know. You are not only leading the league in or yards per game, but you are on pace to break Dan Marino's record in 84 passing yards.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
Hey, speaking of numbers, Wes Welker's also on pace to, you know, put up some astounding numbers. What is the special connection you have with him, and when did you realize that he might be kind of a unique weapon to use, and how's that developed?
Well, when he was playing for the Dolphins, we had a hard time covering him. So, you know, I knew he was a pretty unique weapon then. And when we were fortunate enough to get him, I mean, he's really grown into an incredible receiver and teammate and leader. You know, nobody works harder than Wes. He's so tough. You know, for a guy, you know, not who's not the tallest, not the biggest guy. he's got the biggest heart, you know, that anyone's got, that anyone I've ever played with. So, you know, I love having him as a teammate, and he's you know, he's really the heart and soul of our offense. So he's a lot of fun to be around.
Can you discuss the chemistry you've developed as well with your tight end Gronkowski and what a weapon he's become?
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's really built on how we started last year. We've got Aaron Hernandez is another tight end who's really grown into his role this year. So, you know, we've been very strong at the tight end position. Those guys are making plays for us every week. You know, we balance it out that, you know, all our receivers are making plays, West and Dion and Chad. So, you know, we're continuing to find ways to try to run the ball and balance our carries out along with our pass attempts. So, you know, that to me is the best way to play offense, is be balanced and make them defend everything and then try to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them. But, you know, a team like the Chiefs that also does a lot of things very well on defense makes it hard for us. So we're going to have to go out there and have our best game if we want to go out there and try to get a win.
Tom, I know it's been 10 years. It's been a long time. A lot of things have happened. But do you have any memories of your first start with the Patriots?
We played the Colts, I think. No. We played the Colts? Yeah. I don't know. We played either the Colts or the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I played the Colts. So, I don't remember much. I remember both of those games, but yeah, it was a cold game. So, yeah, we beat them pretty good. That's what I remember. It was a good win for us. We needed it.
Can you at all appreciate, I mean, you didn't have to wait as long as Tyler Palko's had to wait to get a pro start, but can you appreciate what might be going through his head right now?
Well, you know, it's part, like I said, you're always looking for your opportunity, and when you get it, you try to take advantage of it. So, you know, you never know when you're going to get that opportunity. You know, I always looked at it like I was going to, you know, that once I got my chance, I was going to do the best I could with it. I prepared hard, so I'm sure he's prepared. I mean, if any quarterback in the NFL, they're prepared. So I've heard very good things about him, and you know, so our defense is after some of their damage.
All right. It's been 3 years since you've seen the Chiefs. As you started looking at tape this week, did your knee ache just a little bit as you watched?
I know. That was a very, you know, we played them to open the season. You know, obviously getting hurt the first game was you know, a bummer for me, but I'm glad our team won. I mean, they gave us all we could handle that day. Every time we played the Chiefs, it's been a great game. We played them on a Monday night, I think in 05. That was a hell of a game. You know, we lost to them, I think, in 06. Or that was 05. Yeah, one of those. 04, we beat them on a Monday night, I think. But anyway, they've always played us tough. And I think that's what we're expecting this week. We're expecting a tight game that, you know, we got to go out there and play well for both quarters.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.